like the worst of things about gay men. And then he was like, why could you want to stick it in asshole? that's where I lost it. I'm just like, okay, Frenny, so we are plotting our escape plan. We're getting the fuck up out of this bitch. So he's just saying stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, well, what about gay women? He was like, that's fine. And I'm like, okay, all right. So we have a block coming up, a block session. You're getting blocked, okay? You know. So culture aspect. No, you're nice. I got free alcohol. Yay, I got free alcohol. But you're homophobic piece of shit. Like, ew. That's disgusting. Hello. Welcome to A Fan to a Fan, episode 66, the safe place where I'm allowed to speak openly about my criticisms of people and society. I'm your host, Franice Coupe, and I hope you'll remember that name until your dying days. Let's get into it. Ooh, wow. What is up again? Oh my god, this is the fourth day in a row. I haven't uploaded 4 days in a row since probably 2022. Like, I'm on this shit, like, you guys. Like, no matter what type of day it is, no matter what the fuck is in my bank account, I'm gonna upload. And, you know, you're gonna get the same vibe. You're gonna get a Frenice vibe, okay? But at the end of the day, you know it's real. You know it's real, and that's what I wanna aim to be, okay? So I do have an update for you guys about the negatives, okay? The negatives. So I mentioned that I was negative $19.36 yesterday because Planet Fitness, they are some thieves. But I'm glad to say that we did have a DD, a direct deposit, hit my bank account. But unfortunately, that's all going to be gone. That's all going to be gone by tomorrow. And I'm probably going to have $1. So, you know, I can't even enjoy it because I got to give out the money for bills, you know, my donations here. And, you know, it's fucked up, but, you know, we're still here. And I can just say, $1 in my bank account is a lot more better than negative $19.34. So that's what we're out here doing, and we are back with that, okay? So I mentioned different ways how to get money. We got the scams, which I would never, ever, ever do that shit. And we have the, why am I forgetting the, oh yeah, and we have the social media, the gypsy rose strategy. But unfortunately, my mom didn't pretend like I had cancer and muscular dystrophy, knock my teeth out, and shave my head and do all of that to me while growing up. So it's hard for me to have a situation like Gypsy Rose, okay? So my next strategy is to just get somebody that just pays for all of my shit. You know, like a significant other. You know, how are we going to find that this day and age? How are we going to find it? Well, I'm sure you guys, you're like, I'm booed up. What are you talking about? But for me, it's rough out here. It's rough out here. The prospects are not good. They're not good. And, you know, Chicago's a big place. But unfortunately, it's not big enough. It's not big enough, and everything is trash. I would just say it's a bigger dumpster. Champaign was more of a residential trash can. Chicago's more of a dumpster. And at the end of the day, it's still trash. And close to the top of the trash, it's still trash. No matter what, how deep in the trash bucket it is, it's still trash. And that's hard to get around here. But, you know, there's people that actually date for money, and they have shows about it. They got fucking shows about it, of course, on TLC. And I didn't know that TLC stood for The Learning Channel. Like, really? Like, it has probably, like, gone away from its original meaning. you know, completely considering that they just exploit people with abnormalities or, you know, weird situations. They make fun of fat people, short people, tall people, green people, disabled people. And I'm just like, TLC, please, please, please. You know, but it makes for some good ass entertainment. And I know some of you guys probably know the show I'm referring to, People Dating for Money. Dating for Money, we're going to talk about that 90 Day Fiancé. Okay, people dating outside of this country because, you know, they believe, hey, let me meet somebody online who barely speaks English and let me bring them here to the U.S. You know, it's yes, that concept there. Now, for me, don't get me wrong. I'm a very open-minded person. Some of you guys may think otherwise, but I consider myself an open-minded person. I don't specifically date within my race. I'm willing to be open. I'm open, open, open. The legs are closed, but I'm open, okay? I am open to different cultures, different races, and just see where anything can take me. Because I don't count anybody off when it comes to these things here. But I do have my limits. I have my limits, okay? And the limits that these people take it to date somebody who does not speak a lick of your language, to date somebody whose culture that you do not do a lick of research into, I believe you played yourself, honey. You played yourself. And some people are willing to do it. I'm not. There are a few success stories from that show. But most of them, they end up in divorces. Hey, but those folks, they earn their green card. They put in the work. And also, the people on that show, they are like the lowest of the low of what America has to offer. They're not ideal. They're not a prize, as Tammy told Amy in one episode of the 1,000-Pound Sisters. They're not much of a prize. And it's the reason why they have to, you know, leave, you know, the dating prospects in this country. I think it's like, how many people is it? Almost 400 million people in this country. And they decide to go outside the country for dating prospects. Yeah, they're not much of a prize there, but I'm going to get more into that later, okay? We're not going to specifically talk about 90 Day Fiancé. It helps build upon the story or builds upon the message here just because it is such a very popular show and just really highlights the K-1 visa process and all that, and people dating outside of their cultures and language and traditions. So that's what I want to talk about today. Dating outside your culture and language. Can you do it? Are you willing to do it? Tips, rants, satire. Of course, you got the full package with the full friends, okay? But anyway, I like to call this episode K-1. If you don't know what K-1 is, you get a K-1 visa process. It's like the 90, you have 90 days to marry someone that you brought here to America. That's why they call it K-1. It's a K-1 visa process. Gonna explain it if you guys don't know what it is. But anyway, we can get into it in the 66th episode of A Fan to A Fan K-1. Let's get into it. Okay, well guys, so what's up? I just checked my phone during the commercial break and I saw that someone scheduled an interview with me at 4:30 with Allstate. So that's the thing. I'm like, damn, but sure, I was supposed to go to happy hour at 4:30, but you know, things don't work out, so I guess I'll just do a phone interview with Allstate. Like, come on. But it's totally fine. Anyway, this episode shouldn't be too long today for you guys because I do want to try to do, you know, more quantity, you know, versus that. It could be quality and quantity. It could be both, but whatever. Shouldn't be long, shouldn't be an hour. But anyway, let's get into this first point here. What is the K-1 visa process, okay? And my source today, since y'all want to claim I don't cite my sources, we gonna do this bitch in APA format, because this is like a motherfucking research paper in this bitch, okay? APA format. So the K-1 visa process, and I'm also going to explain the steps because I know you guys like when I read to you. So through the K-1 visa process, the fiance of a U.S. citizen can come to the U.S. and apply for a green card. The K-1 visa is a very powerful visa option. However, the K-1 visa process has many steps that must be carefully followed. Failure to follow the steps can result in a delay of your case and even a denial. In this guide, this lawyer, Michael Ashuri, he will discuss the K-1 visa process step by step. Okay, so here's an overview of the 9 steps he has listed here. He says, make sure you're eligible for the K-1 visa. Wow, very, very specific, dude. Very specific. You have to fill out U.S. citizen petitioner files form, I-129F, part 3, foreign fiancé files, DS-160. The fourth step, police clearance and medical examination. Part 5, K-1 visa interview. So I'm pretty sure during that interview, you probably just have to sing the Star Spangled Banner. Part number 6, admission to the U.S. on K-1 visa. Part 7, marriage. Part 8, adjustment of status. Part 9, adjustment of status interview. So making sure you're eligible for the K-1 visa. The first step in the K-1 visa process is to make sure that you're eligible for the K-1 visa. There is four main K-1 visa requirements. The petitioner must be a U.S. citizen. Both the U.S. citizen and the foreign fiancé must be free to marry. Both the U.S. citizen and the foreign fiancé must have met each other in person within the last 2 years. So yeah, bitch, you're going to Nigeria and Malaysia. And both the U.S. citizen and the foreign fiancé must have the intent to get married within 90 days of the foreign fiancé's admission to the U.S. Hence the name 90-day fiancé. That's why they call it that. Now, out of the 4 requirements, there are 2 that you should pay particular attention to. Both parties being free to marry. Make sure that all previous marriages, if any, are terminated and you do not have an official divorce decree. The physically meeting within 2 years. Make sure that you and your fiancé have met in person within the last 2 years. If you have not met in person, make sure that you qualify for an exception to this rule. There are 2 exceptions, the extreme hardship exception and the established custom exception. To determine if you qualify for either of these 2 exceptions, feel free to message that motherfucker, that lawyer. Okay, and the rest here is just the documents. I can say what the interview is. With the K-1 visa process, the foreign fiancé must attend a visa interview at the U.S. consulate or embassy in their home country. At the visa interview, you will be asked various questions about yourself, your fiancé, and your relationship with your fiancé. Here are some of the questions that they do answer. Questions that they do ask at the interview. How did you and your fiancé meet? When did you and your fiancé get engaged? Has your fiancé ever visited you in your home country? How did your fiancé propose to you? How often do you speak to your fiancé? So basically, they trying to make sure that damn marriage is legit, okay? So y'all over here trying to get y'all green cards, okay? So yeah, that's the most important part here. So you guys should have a good understanding after the marriage and shit. Following a successful adjustment of status interview, the foreign fiancé should receive their green card within a few weeks. Okay, so that bitch gonna come in the fucking mail. That bitch gonna come in through the United States Postal Service, okay? And watch, dude, y'all know how Google be all up in your fucking business? Like, me doing this one Google search is probably gonna, like, get me a bunch of ads about bringing my damn fiance to the U.S., even though I'm not talking to anybody. I have a funny story about that, but we're gonna get into that later. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny, the people I ran into. Anyway, so next point. It's like I mentioned, the 90-day fiance and this craziness. Okay, so earlier I said how it's more chaos than actual, like, you know, success stories when it comes to the show 90-day fiance. Obviously, the you know, the crazier the couple, the more likely it is for people to tune in and watch the TV. It makes it more exciting. Don't get me wrong. If we were just here to watch happy couples all day, that would be boring and the show wouldn't have as many spinoffs and seasons as it does right now. So, you know, give it up to TLC to know what's fucking marketable and what's going to grab the viewers' attentions there. So, a lot of people have issues with the culture aspect too. More so the American women who marry the foreigners there. And it's like, you know, some of them, they come from countries where women don't have many rights, or, you know, women should be dressed like this, or women should have all these kids and blah, blah, blah. And then they can't get with that. And then it's like, I'm an American. Like, I'm not going to do all that. You know, so it's more so like, okay, why didn't you do research into the culture before actually doing it? And another thing is the language barriers, which I see with both parties, men and women, the American men and women. But I find it that the women, the American women, are more likely to learn the other's language versus the men. Because let's just face it, let's just be real. Y'all heard of those men that, you know, just hate American women so much. They hate them so they just go them and snag them a wife. Go snag them a wife from the Philippines, right? And they don't take the time out to actually learn the language. Yeah, those people, and then they just, you know, communicate through Google Translate. Shout out to Google Translate. Like, Google Translate, that saved my life in Spanish and got me a seat in all three semesters I took it. But let me tell you, it's a hell of a lot better than getting a D or an F. So, hey, look at the bright side to things. Shout out to Google Translate. But yeah, the language thing is really an issue. I remember watching this one episode, the American man, Scott, he was with this Dominicana lady, I forgot, Lydia, what was her name? And then he just goes to a production and he said, I can't do this anymore. I need someone to translate. So I'm like, y'all had translators there the whole time. He called production for someone to translate. Like, you took no time to try to attempt to learn a little bit of Spanish. But I mean, to be fair, Dominican Spanish, it's a little crazy. It's a little cuckoo. But still, you could have learned something besides hola. And like, they only learn a couple words. They learn hola. And it's not hola. They say hola. They say hola. And then they probably know how to say sex in Spanish. Jeez, like, how do you say sex in Spanish? Let's see. That's like literally the only thing they know. And I'm like, y'all could have put some more effort into that bitch. Like, oh my God. Like I said, this is an interactive podcast. So what are we doing? We're being interactive. Let's see. Oh my God. Dude, I'm being exposed right now because why is the language set to Turkish? Oh, y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all the story in a bit about why I have my Google Translate set to Turkish. That I just exposed myself. Okay, sex is just sexo. Let's see how say, do you want to have sex? Excuse my typing. quieres tener sexo. You know, I could have said that because I think that's the one thing I knew. I remember how to conjugate tener, you know, and those other verbs. Those also the regular verbs too. You know, I don't remember shit. It's a miracle how I graduated because I did. It was some classes I genuinely did not know shit. And by the grace of God, it just happened. It just happened. Jeez. But yeah, that's all they know how to say. They get stuck on the culture thing. And also we can flip it around too. The American men in the foreigner women, you know, they have the expectation like, oh, okay, a man has to go to work and provide. And then in the middle, like, I can't get a job right now, or they're broke, you know, they don't have the money. They lie about their finances. They do all of that. It goes both ways. Like it's ridiculous if you don't do research into someone's culture before engaging in anything with them serious beyond the fact you're marrying them. Like, come on, and you don't do anything into that. So that's mainly what the show portrays. It's some damn hilarious ass moments. Don't get me wrong, but honestly, it makes me think, like, is this process actually legit? And for those people who do have successful relationships from it, and you know, you're with your wife or husband of 30 years, like, this show kind of makes a joke out of the process. So I mean, not even gonna lie, most people think that anyone that brings someone from a different country to marry them within 90 days, they're desperate and that person is a gold digger and they're using them to get a fucking green card, honestly. So if you have some success stories, just let me know from this K-1 visa process. But the way I see it, Jamie Foxx and Kanye West say, she ain't nothing but a gold digger. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what they said. But anyway, let's talk about specifically the culture aspect. And I can go into some stories about this here. Hopefully the individuals are not listening. And once they do listen, they're probably going to block me. But I don't give a fuck. So with the culture aspect, it's a big thing. Like, me being a woman and whoever I decide to date, let's just go the male route. And like I said, I'm open. And my Google Translate was already set to Turkish. It was already set to Turkish. That's a Muslim country. And they have certain beliefs about women, and they shouldn't be, they should be more submissive, I would say. And also when it comes to the topic of sexuality, they can be homophobic in a way. And would I be willing to be in a serious relationship with anyone that's homophobic or that thinks less of me and thinks I should be in the house cooking and cleaning? No. I wouldn't want to engage in that. I'm just trying to avoid this. Okay, I'm pretty sure this person's not gonna listen, so who cares? So it was this one individual from the land of the free, Tinder, I like to call. They were from Turkey. Somebody just texted me. Hopefully it's not them. They were from Turkey, whatever. And then I'm like, hey, like, I'll do this. I'm bored. I'm also unemployed. So let me get a free meal and a free drink out of this person. And I'm like, okay, they're nice. They didn't expect nothing. out of me. After the bars, I'm like, okay, chill. Like I'd see this person again, like whatever. So I had this person on Instagram, and the night before I decided to see him again. See this person again. We're not gonna say any genders here. See this person again. I went out with my friend. Did I go with my friends or friend? Who did I go with? I went friends, multiple friends. So I posted a selfie with one of my friends. And you guys don't say, well, if you guys want to stalk my Instagram, go ahead. But I dress the way I dress, how I feel comfortable. Whatever I see is stylish. Whatever I see is funky. Whatever I see is fresh. But I know that I don't copy off of anybody. But at the same time, I know that I've always been a tomboy, and I dress for comfortability, and you will not see me with a fucking dress. Like, I have not worn a dress since 2019. Like, I shit you not, and that was when I graduated high school. I wore a dress from high school graduation, and I would barely call it a dress. Okay, I would barely call it a dress. That was like the least definition of a dress. That was like the lowest form of a dress that you could possibly go. It's barely a dress. And that's the last time I wore a dress. And I would not wear a dress again. I haven't worn a skirt since I used to have to wear uniforms back in kindergarten. And the navy pants or skirt with the white polo. Y'all know the basic ghetto kids school uniform they got. It's very universal. I wore a skirt then, and that's the last time I wore a skirt. And keep in mind, that was probably 2005, 2006. Bitch, it's 2024. That was 18 years ago. Like, that's the last time I wore it. So people look at me and they may think something of me, like, oh, well, this person is like, she dresses like a dude, or she dresses like she's gay or something like that. So fast forward to the selfie that I took. I went out and I was just wearing the basic top. I was wearing a basic top, you know. As y'all know, I love my V-necks. I love V. I love the letter V. It's one of my favorite letters. Stands for a lot of things. Victorious, vicious, vivacious, lots of things. So I love the letter V. So I have to wear my V-necks. And then one of my signature hats. I love hats, you guys. Hats. Love my Kango hats. I just wear it because I like it. I remember growing up, my grandfather, he always wore those hats. And I used to you know, borrow them from him and wear them. And then I decided to buy my own in an assortment of colors. So I wear those form of hats. And then, you know, it's a vibe. It gives off a vibe. Like, people think it's like a 90s vibe or something. Or, it can be a 90s vibe. But I just wear it because I like it. Like, you know, it is what it is, you know. So I'm wearing that. To take a selfie with my friend who I haven't seen in months, you know. And then he's like, so we're in his car, and then he's like, if I do the accent, y'all can't cancel me. Please don't cancel me. Y'all cannot cancel me. Okay, don't do it if I do the accent. I'm gonna do the accent. I say he's Turkish. So, are you straight? Oh my God, I did that so good. Anyway, his English wasn't the best. I'm like, what? I'm like, why would you ask that question, first of all? And he was like, because pictures. I'm like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Like, you have my Instagram. Like you see that? Pull it up. I don't know why I was getting so defensive over this. So then he pulls it up, and he's like this one right here, And it's like, to be fair, the picture was very incriminating. So I'm in the dining hall at my old job joking around, and I have like a big stack of cups, and then I have it. I just have the stack of cups, and I'm like playing with it like it's a big dick or a dildo, and it's like that. Like, and I'm just like, the picture's very incriminating. Okay, so I can like, okay, I understand that one. And then he's like, and the picture, I saw you yesterday, right here. And I'm like, okay, yeah, so I like my hat. So I'm like, if I wasn't straight, I'm like, would that be a problem with you? And he was like, no. And I'm like, okay, up to, because I know Turkey's like a Muslim country. I'm like, okay, well, are you against people being gay? And then he's like, I can't stand man with man, that's nasty, blah blah blah. And however he was explaining it very weird, his English was terrible, okay? And I'm not here being a bigot, like go back to your country, but like, come on, he's just like saying like the worst of things about gay men. And then he was like, why would you want to stick it in asshole? That's where I lost it. I'm just like, okay, Fernie, so we are plotting our escape plan. We're getting the fuck up out of this bitch. So he's just saying stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, well, what about gay women? He was like, that's fine, that's fine, that's fine. And I'm like, okay, all right. So, but we have a block coming up, a block session. You're getting blocked, okay? So, culture aspect. No, you're nice. I got free alcohol. Yay. Yay, I got free alcohol, but you're a homophobic piece of shit. Ew, that's disgusting. And I just cannot see myself with anybody like that. Another example, with the whole, oh no, that's no. This person was actually in the States, and he was just terrible. But a culture thing also. A lot of those foreign men, they like to call you, and I'm just like, what is the sound that my phone is making? Like, what? Why does it keep on going? First of all, don't fucking call me, especially if I do not give you my number. Don't call me on a different platform. Do not call me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. Did you know that Tinder has a video call option? Worst mistake ever. Please delete that shit. Do you know how many creepy people are on fucking Tinder? Jesus. It's nasty. So yeah, they like to call you, and it's so weird. And I'm like, no, like no. And Americans, we have a weird way of thinking, like we barely call nowadays. Now I feel like most people communicate during text, but the calling shit, a lot of them, they like to call you, or older people. Like I'm saying, with the whole calling thing, everybody know that knows me know not to call me. Like, one time I accidentally dialed my mom because my headphones were tweaking, and I accidentally pressed the voice call button. Accidentally called my mom, and she called me back. She thought I was fucking in danger. She thought I got into a damn fire or something like that. Thought I was in a bombing. She was like, "What was this?" She was so worried because I accidentally called her. Do not fucking call me. People don't call nowadays. Like, if you're not a close friend of mine, don't call me unannounced. Don't, why are you calling me unannounced? They really like to do that. I don't know if they think it's romantic, or it's the number one form of communication, but don't fucking call people, guys. That's so weird. That's, cannot do that. Got so mad. I don't know why I just got so mad over that, the whole calling thing. Oh my God, it was something else that I was gonna say that that they do specifically. Oh my god. Oh yeah, also, be aware that some cultures, they don't have the same hygiene habits as you. So it's not a standard for them to get the Dove, get the degree, get the Old Spice. What other men's deodorant is there? Do men wear deodorant? I don't know what the fuck men wear, but I know what I wear, okay? And it's not a lot of the same hygiene practices. So certain individuals, they don't wear deodorant. And they see it as their norm not to wear it, because everyone else in their culture does not see it as a norm. And, you know, that's perfectly fine with you. But you have to be comfortable with them not wearing deodorante, okay? So you got to be perfectly comfortable with that. Sometimes showering practices may be a bit different. I don't know if y'all like the smell of must and shit, but I personally don't. So I would consider that in having a partner long term. It was something that, oh my god, it's really something that was on my mind that I was gonna say. Got the cup. Oh yes, that thing. Okay. With the culture thing as well. I just had an influx of people trying to I don't know how they get the location on Tinder to be Chicago, and they're like in a different country. They're in fucking India or fucking Istanbul or fucking Africa or somewhere. And I know Africa's not a country. Leave me alone. I'm pretty sure Africa's like 54 countries. So I know Africa's not a country. They be in a different country, and then they just be trying to fall in love right away. And I'm like, what the? Do y'all think like this is romantic? You know, and I actually think that's how a lot of the couples happen on 90 Day Fiancé, because they actually fall for that shit. Like they actually fall for that I love you after texting for one day. But what I find is that when I do find out these people's actual location, I just straight up, I'm like, hey, are you in Chicago? And then they kind of avoid the question. I was like, hey, are you in Illinois at least? And they're like, and just so you guys know, Chicago is in Illinois. Okay, Chicago is not a state. Chicago State University exists, but it's still not a state. So I just realized why they have a Chicago State, because they have a University of Chicago, and of course they have to have a state. You know, but anyway, that's besides the point. Anyway, I'm like, are you at least in Illinois? I'm like, no. Okay, where are you? Okay, and then they say a random ass country that's 4,000 plus miles away. I'm like, nope. And then they be trying to say, come to my country, I will treat you. No. First of all, when I hear I will treat you, I think you're trying to talk about me. Because y'all know what a treat means. Like, oh, you just got treated. Like, no. That's what I think about treat. Ain't no treat. Why the fuck would I fly to a different country, drop all my shit for you? They have those expectations. And I'm just like, no. That's not how it goes. And then they want you to be in a long distance relationship with someone that's fucking 4,000, 5,000 miles away. Are you fucking crazy? Like I said, it's like 400 million people here in this country. Why the fuck would I, you know, talk to someone that's 4,000, 5,000 miles away, and you're on Tinder looking for a long-term partner, telling the first girl that gives you a lick of time to go to your country and you will treat them? Last time I got treated, I cried probably. Last time I got treated, it's probably by my biology teacher freshman year of high school, because I didn't know that it was sales in a chair. I got treated, and I'm not trying to be treated by you, not in this point of time, not in this year, not in another lifetime. And if I'm on Tinder, you know, obviously I'm looking for something quick and blockable. Quick and blockable. 4,000, 5,000 miles away is not quick. It's blockable, but it's not quick. It's really not quick. So I'm confused on why they have these unrealistic expectations. And then if you decide to entertain it and you decide to text them, they expect seeing pictures. Let's have fun. First of all, that fucking pisses me off. Why are people just expect nudes out of a person 4,000 miles away? Like, for what? Like, I can't do that. Like, I'm not having phone sex with a goddamn stranger. And they just think it's okay. Like, have fun. Bitch, that's not fun. Go having fun. Like, but so, y'all know I like to drink, but forget the alcohol. Have fun. Go to the arcade. Go to the beach. Bitch, even read a book. Read a good book. Have fun. It's not sending our genitals back and forth. You please tell me if I'm going to send my genitals to someone that is 4,000, 5,000 miles away just so you can get off and have a good night's sleep. So, in short, you're blocked, you weirdo. And then they say, I can come to the country. I'm going to come soon. Bitch, you're not going to come soon. Donald Trump's probably going to be back in office. You think you're going to come here from Turkey? It's not going to happen. Hate to get political, but and I said this episode wouldn't be over 40 minutes, and it's 40 minutes now. But let's speed past these 2 points. The language, okay. I am a very conversational person, love to talk, hence why I'm going over my allotted time. And hopefully that interview doesn't call me. Let me check the time right now. Okay, I have 20 minutes. Okay. I like to talk, and I like that's how I connect. My love language is quality time. How are you going to get to know me if we can't talk, in my opinion? And I'm not going to be doing Google Translate, cuz Google Translate's not the best, clearly, cuz I got C's in Spanish. It's not the best. That's just ineffective, and that's not. No, I have a hard enough time speaking to people in English. Like, okay, y'all know, like, when y'all go on a little Tinder date, it's not really a date. You know, you have your drinks, whatever, you're back, and you're like, okay, I guess it's time. Like, how do you fucking transition into that? People have problems transitioning into that in English. How am I gonna do it in a different language? Okay. How do you fucking say or have sex in Spanish again? Let's have sex. You see how quickly I forgot that? Oh, okay, it's a different. I typed in something different. Tengamos sexo. No, I'm not gonna do that shit. Like, that's fucking weird, okay? I wanna see what it is in Turkish. I probably can't say that. Hadi sex yapalim. Bitch, no. Like, that's not how it works. The point is, I need to communicate with you. And there's some people, they're okay with that. Personally, me. But it's something that you need to consider. You need to communicate with a person. Literally, people have issues. Married couples have issues communicating. And they be speaking the same fucking language. Like, no. You cannot do that. For example, we're gonna do this one individual that pissed me off, and he thinks it's so bad. He probably wouldn't even know what I'm saying right now, but and I also slur my words a lot. So, good luck putting this through Google Translate, honey. You know, we're doing stuff. It was, I'm like, okay, like, kind of over this. Like, it wasn't the best, you guys. It wasn't the best. Not gonna say what exactly was being done, but he said something. He's like, hey, can you get that or something? And I'm like, yeah. It's wrong. And then he's like trying to. Sorry, we're not saying genders. They started to record, and I'm like, to get their phone and like pointing. I'm like, what? I was like, halt, stop. I said, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Like, straight up, like, do you understand that? understand that? Do you understand that? Like, you're trying to record me. And like, and that's all because I didn't know what the fuck he was saying. I didn't understand what the fuck he was saying. And he was saying, can I record you? Like, what the this? First of all, ain't nobody gonna record me unless I'm getting a cut of the pay. I'm getting a cut of a pay, okay? You know, maybe one day I'll consider it the way how this job market is going. Well, depending on how this Allstate interview goes, you know, it all depends. But like, as of right now, not doing any contact without pay. And like, I don't know if that's like a fetish for, to get a little bit off topic, I don't know if that's like a fetish for some, for, I didn't know it was a fetish for people to just record strangers who they met from Tinder. Like, I didn't know that. That's weird to me. Like, and then, and what are you gonna do with the video? Look at it one day and be like, yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time. Even on Pornhub, they you know, bleep, they blur out the faces sometimes. Those people don't want their face shown. Do I have that choice? No. Why do I know that about Pornhub? I don't know. Research. Extensive research. That's how I know it. But like, no, that's just weird. And you're gonna fucking record me? No, 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 no. No, it's happened a few times like that. It's really happened a few times when I didn't know what the fuck people were saying. And then, like, you want me to stick it in? I'm like, who? And I'm like, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. Stick what in? Oh, no condom? No condom? Huh? Like, and then they say it fast, so you definitely, like, I didn't know what the fuck you were saying slow. And I definitely don't know what the fuck you're saying fast. Like, this is not it. So anyway, language, culture, big thing for me. Gosh. Anyway, back to K-1 shit. Let's get off of me for a hot second. Let's go on to the passport bros. I know you guys heard of the passport bros. The people that shit, the American men that shit on women. That, you know, they're like, oh, I need to get out of this country to find me a real woman who's submissive. I want a submissive woman out of this country. Like, first of all, you dumb bitch. You do realize it goes two ways, right? So if you want a traditional woman, you gotta be a traditional man, quote unquote. So your ass has to get up for work and you gotta provide while the woman stays at home and be submissive. And maybe, just maybe she may suck on your toes, okay? You know, people, the men, they're just so quick to be like, oh, women, American women, they're too masculine. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm a man. Hey, people say I have a deep voice sometimes, but. You know, I didn't really consider myself to be masculine. I haven't worn a dress since 2019 in a skirt since 05, but never considered myself to be a man. You know, I don't know what they want. So they just go out of the country and then they expect to find this girl who they can't communicate with. Let me tell you, if you can find a woman here in America, what makes you think you're going to find a quality woman outside? Like I think of it, let's think about statistics, okay? And I fucking hated statistics. I got a B my first economics statistics class, and that's because it was fucking COVID. Without COVID, I would have got a good C- in that bitch, okay? And I had to take another statistics class, and it was during COVID, but it was really bad. I got a D plus, bitch. I got a six. I remember I had a 69.9, and my professor would not give me that 0.1. You dumb bitch. And I really cannot stand that man. He was short, and he studied economics, so that's an issue. Also, I had a hard time understanding him in college as well. He was from Mexico City, I believe. But that's besides the point. Let's look at this in a statistical standpoint. So you have your sample size of a certain population, and I believe this amount. Let's just look it up. Like I said, this is an interactive podcast. Let's see how many women in the United States. It is 168.6 million women, females, in the United States of America. And that's as of 2022. So you don't think a sample size this big is enough? And like, we're not like include like you know, ages and stuff, but besides the fact, millions of fucking women in the United States, nobody wants your stupid ass. Don't you think you're the problem at some point? Don't you think that you are the problem? and then you think you're gonna find you a great woman in a different country, huh? Like, how does that work? How does that work? And I don't know if it's just mainly my Facebook feed or, you know, but I can only speak from my experiences in a sense. But it's like a lot of black men shitting on black women, calling them this, calling them that, thinking we're all like sexy red. And I don't think anything's wrong with sexy red. I think she's herself. And that's not a representation of everybody. It's really not. But if they want to be salty and get them a woman in a different country, leave. Leave. I don't know what to say. Like, do they want like U.S. women to beg them, like, please no date us again, no, we need you. No, like, you want to leave. Like, it's people here that don't think like that, you know, because I really don't care. Because as much as I still joke about, like, oh, everyone in Champagne is trash. Well, maybe Champagne. Maybe that may be true. But Chicago. It's a lot of people in Chicago. Oh, everybody in Chicago is trash. I don't think every single person that I may have an interest in is trash. I don't think that. I'm pretty sure I could find at least 10 good people that are right for me somewhat here. I can find a decent person. It just takes time. And, like, it happens when it happens. But I don't think everybody is trash. So for people to just be so quick to just like group people in one circle just because they're frustrated sexually or frustrated, you know, finding a relationship. Number one, stop looking for serious relationships on Tinder, because you're not going to fucking find that shit. I had people unmatched because they were looking for long-term relationships. Like, what? Like, that's like, you're in the wrong place, buddy, old pal. Try going to a library and find your bestie boo, cause it's not on here. It's not on the White Flame app. It's really not. So yeah, I'm a little confused on that one. But anyway, those were my 5 points here in this K1 episode. I know I diverged a bit from the topic here. And yeah, but I hope you guys found some humor in my personal stories here. But yeah, let's get on to Farnese's final thoughts. Tie this up in a bow for you guys, because I do have to get that interview at 4:30. So let me get into Farnese's final thoughts. Oh yeah, I did say I had to hurry up. But anyway, yeah, okay. Farnese's final thoughts. Tie this up in the bow for you guys. Do your research before you want to indulge in someone's cookie jar or their breadstick full time. You have to do your research. This is a serious thing. Especially with that K-1 visa process, is a very expensive thing. And don't think about it as you purchasing a partner. Like, that's just very weird. Do it out of love. Don't do it out of, I can't find nobody here, so I'm gonna get the first thing that I get, okay? And there's hope in anything. I do believe people can find some sort of love in this club. Well, not in the club specifically, but they can find love out of the process. They can find love out of it, and it's just best not to exploit it, because it makes people who are actually serious about their partners harder for them to get to the States, because it is couples like that. For example, it's sort of like a prequel to 90 Day Fiancé. It's called Before the 90 Days. People have a hard-ass time getting to the States because people, they don't take it seriously, or they're from certain countries that are deemed as dangerous, terrorist countries. And I'm just like, first of all, racist, bitch. Racist much. But, that, you know, it's people that are actually in love from that process. So do your research if you're actually serious. Be willing to learn someone's language, culture, if you're going to indulge in that. Like if I'm into somebody, like, I do it unintentionally. I try to learn more about them and their culture and what they like. You know, I just do that unintentionally because I actually care for that person. So I'm going to put in that work, you know? I just had a flashback to me learning how to make carnitas. guess what race that person was. So I'm gonna do whatever. I'm gonna take an interest. I'm gonna try to learn a lot about you because that's just the type of person I am, and you should do that if you actually like a person and you're serious about them, just not using them as this thing. Or if you do decide to go through this process, or just, you know, sort of use your resources to bring them to this country, you know, don't hold it over their head either. Okay, so do that. Blah, blah, blah. Again, I do feel like it's a balance to everything, and balance in terms of you should be open-minded. I do believe people can date out of their race if they want. They shouldn't be closed-minded to a certain group of people. But again, it's your choice. You do whatever the fuck you want. It's a free country here. It's a free country for the most part. But at the same time, be realistic. It's levels to this shit, honestly. It's levels to this shit. That's what Meek Mill said. It's levels to this shit. Some. I don't even know what he's saying in his songs. I heard he's tangled up with Diddy or something, but I'm not getting into that. But it's levels to it, and you know, you should be open minded, but at the same time, be realistic. Are you willing to be into this person's religion, or, you know, follow by certain things that they do? Be willing to learn their language. Be real with yourself. It's levels to everything. Be open-minded, but at the same time, don't be too ambitious and, you know, just end up in a bad situation, an unhappy situation, which you end up filing a divorce, okay, guys? So that's pretty much all I have for you today in the 66th episode of A Fin to a Fin, K1, dating outside of your culture / language. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. All right, that is all for today's episode, folks. Thank you very, very much for listening. Now, I upload when I upload. You know, we're trying to keep it more consistent, get up to that 200th episode. But besides the uploading here, start my YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube, Frenice.Beast. But if you do want to get in contact with me, I have an Instagram and an email. Instagram is Frenice.Beast. And if you need me to spell that out, that is FRANESEDABEAST. And then my email is frenicethebeast@gmail.com. And I'm spelling that out again for you guys. Tell your friends, tell your family about me again. But most importantly, you guys sometimes forget. You have to. Always be prepared to offend to offend. Thank you very much, you guys. Have a great day, night, year. Whether you're in Istanbul, whether you're in Kolkata. Thank you very much for listening. See ya.